This is VOA News, reporting by remote. I'm Joe Ramsey. A medical panel of U.S. government advisors endorsed the Pfizer COVID-19 vaccine for 5 to 11-year-olds Tuesday, paving the way for younger children to get their shots within weeks. The independent experts concluded the known benefits outweigh the known risks. The U.S. Food and Drug Administration, which convened the meeting, is expected to give its formal green light soon, making 28 million young Americans eligible for the shot by mid-November. An analysis by Pfizer posted by the FDA before the meeting showed the vaccine was about 91% effective at preventing symptomatic COVID-19. Despite Tuesday's endorsement, several experts on the panel said they would not favor broad vaccine mandates in schools, and the shot should remain a personal decision for families. A Senate panel probing Brazil's pandemic response asked the Supreme Court on Tuesday to suspend President Jair Bolsonaro from social media as it prepared to vote on a damning report accusing him of crimes against humanity. The senators called for the far-right leader to be barred indefinitely from YouTube, Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram after he falsely alleged COVID-19 vaccines were linked to AIDS. The lawmakers said in a court filing signed by the 11 members panel deputy chair, quote, "We can no longer tolerate this type of behavior." It comes as the commission, which has spent the past 6 months investigating the government's pandemic response, prepares to vote on a final report that recommends the president face 9 criminal charges, including crimes against humanity, for downplaying COVID-19 and flouting expert advice on containing it. Find more at voanews.com. This is VOA News. A Sudanese military official said on Tuesday, Prime Minister Abdullah Hamdok and his wife, who were detained after the military seized power in a coup, were allowed to return to their home. The release came after the international community condemned the coup and called on the military to release all government officials who were detained when General Abdel Fattah Burhan seized power on Monday. Burhan had earlier Tuesday said that Hamdok had been held for his own safety and would likely be released, but he warned that other members of the dissolved government could face trial as protests continued in the streets. A day after the military seized power in a move denounced abroad, pro-democracy demonstrators blocked roads in the capital of Sudan with makeshift barricades and burning tires. Troops fired on crowds a day earlier, killing 4 protesters, according to doctors. The takeover came after weeks of mounting tensions between military and civilian leaders over the course and pace of Sudan's transition to democracy. It threatens to derail that process, which has progressed in fits and starts since the overthrow of longtime autocrat Omar al-Bashir in a popular uprising 2 years ago. Haiti's streets were unusually quiet on Tuesday and gas stations remained dry as gangs blocked the entrance to ports that hold fuel stores, and the country's main gang boss demanded that Prime Minister Ariel Henry resign. Days-long fuel shortages have left Haitians with few transport options and forced the closure of some businesses. Hospitals, which rely on diesel generators to ensure electricity due to constant blackouts, may shut down as well. The situation has put further pressure on a population already struggling under a weakening economy and a wave of gang kidnappings, including the abduction earlier this month of a group of Canadian and American missionaries. Gangs have taken an increasingly political role following the July assassination of President Jovenel Moise. And Ukraine's health minister urged more people to get COVID-19 shots as coronavirus deaths hit a daily record on Tuesday, with hospitalizations also up more than a fifth on the previous week. One of Europe's poorest countries, Ukraine has fallen behind in the race for vaccine supplies. Only about 7 million of its 41 million are fully vaccinated. It's one of several countries in former communist Eastern Europe where vaccination rates are the continent's lowest, now experiencing a record-setting wave of infections with some of the highest death rates in the world. Follow us on the VOA mobile app. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey.